two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hey, sports fans, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell, me, and Alex Geary, him. We talked to Boyd about something, or I guess, did we talk about this on the air?
Yes.
About
well,
bacon?
I don't know. Oh, no. I don't think we
about
talked
bacon
about
bacon and
the air.
Chocolate? It's he like, how said, do you make
it? He did on his show.
He did that on his show.
Where he said, one of the guests he had said, is a fun thing to do is to try to figure out what does bacon or chocolate not make better? It's hard to find something. And Scott was like, "Oh, steak would be better with bacon." And I was like, "You're thinking just food
like
items.
Food. Well, what should I think?
Like I said, a shower would
a
be
shower?
Amazing. Yeah, with just bacon.
You think eating bacon in the shower would be better?
Think about it. It's 6:30 a.m. You're about to go. You're about to get ready, and then someone hands you a plate of crispy bacon, and you go, "Oh, thank you."
So the Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
I was on that show.
You had shower bacon there?
No.
Oh,
but bacon did come up in a conversation in a different way.
Yeah. How?
The conversation was, if you could only eat one food, what would it be?
Oh, okay.
Consensus, it was bacon. Everyone was just like, they were like, yeah, that was the one. Like if there was only one food you could have.
Yeah.
And everyone said bacon.
I think it's because bacon has always been that thing that you never made enough of. Like, you never make enough
of it. And
you
can never eat enough of it.
Right. And so what would happen is I tell my kids, okay, you can only have the four slices. Because
that's all we have.
We do not have, yeah. You know. So.
Well, and you go a pound of bacon and you start cooking it and you think it's going to be amount.
Nope.
It's not.
No.
Yeah.
And
you probably, you could probably eat 7, 8, 9, 10 pieces of bacon. I get that.
Yeah. BLT. I don't think you can.
I have a recipe for a dip.
A dip? A bacon dip?
BLT dip.
Oh,
best I've ever had.
Will you share it off the air with me?
I will. It's phenomenal.
So this portion of the show, we just talked with Boyd. We're talking about just kind of the overall, you know, what I think winning in the playoffs for the Jazz does for the community. It's just a massive boost. You know, if they would have lost that game last night, if they would have played the second half like they played the first half, and you just go, I don't know what this team is. I don't know who these guys are. I start to formulate in my mind how I'm going to talk about this the next day. And when I'm watching that first half, or when we're listening to the first half, we're watching it, you know, the first half during our show yesterday across the street. We're watching it and we're going, this is terrible. I mean, how do you do this? How do you show up like this?
Right.
Two game ones in a row.
Right.
And to be able to have that kind of a comeback, then you know that there's no deficit, you know, you feel like. Unless
right.
You're down 30 in the fourth quarter, you just go.
You're not in desperation mode.
Right.
You know.
And the idea is, hey, man, those were open looks they were missing. They weren't getting contested, and they were open looks that normally fall, and they started to fall in the second half. But the thing that really made the difference was that massive amount of defense. One of the figures that they now show on the sidelines, I'd say the over-under on the next game that you would see Dwayne Wade popping up on the TV screen for the ESPN or the TNT coverage, it's the over-under is 4.5. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to show him a lot. as a minority stake owner, that's been a huge move for the Jets. Let me tell you how huge of a deal this has been. You've seen Donovan walk over and like actually get advice during the game from one of the part owners of the team who is a world champion point guard in the league at one point.
What you seeing? What do you think?
Yes. And he's
How am I doing?
And
how my shoes look tonight?
He's not really coaching him, but I guarantee he's coaching him.
Oh, but just being built up by that. It's not even if he says anything that's like massively, you know, changing or you know, insightful. It's that he has that mentor there. And this goes to the whole conversation with Boyd. It goes to why these playoffs matter so much. It's Utah's way of showing the outside world. And when you have someone come into our world, which is peculiar here, or it's perceived that way. I don't think it actually is. I don't think it's much different than other places. I mean, I think, quite frankly, Utah is an amazing place.
Yeah.
Lived a lot of places, and it's not better than this.
My wife asked me that question after the game that I think a lot of us ask each other, like at some point, do you think these guys really like being here in the state of Utah? I go, some guys like bring their families back, you know?
Right, and they stay here forever.
Right. You know? But and it's kind of that best-kept secret thing, but we want these players to love the community that they're playing
right.
in, you know?
And so here you have Dwayne Wade. I mean, if that isn't validation for the Utah Jazz, the state of Utah, and what he says, look, I'm black is a massive minority in Utah. And he goes, I want to create more culture here. I want, you know, and I thought that was a brilliant move where instead of saying, you know, oh, making a judgment about Utah is white and racist and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
He said, "No, I'm going to embrace this. I want to bring cultures and people together." And I think that's an awesome perspective, a very mature perspective, and one that really creates solutions beyond just sports.
I'll push you to this GQ article that if you want to get a read and learn a little bit more about Dwayne Wade. And also feel pretty good inside about him making the decision. How did that even come up? Well, here's what was said in that GQ article. Because, he had to pitch the idea to his family. So it's a business decision. I mean, all this stuff is, can you make money off of this thing? Essentially, that's what we're looking at here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're able to own a part of a franchise, you're going to be very rich. And you have to be already very rich. And so this makes it even more so. And Dwayne Wade was like, I want to go to a place where I can actually, like, make a difference as an owner. Like I can be that visible owner of a team. He wants that. And he said he had to pitch this idea to his family and he had to tell them that they're going to a place that would be overwhelmingly white compared to Miami, obviously.
Yep.
And that the opportunity to see a black man in Utah and show others how good that can be was important to him. And so the question was asked in the article. This is straight from the article in GQ. How did the Jazz partnership come to be? It came from my relationship with Ryan Smith. He's an unbelievable businessman. Me and him just connected from a business standpoint a few years ago. I wanted to know more about the tech world, and I told him I would love to do some business together one day when I got done playing. Not even knowing he would be the owner of the Utah Jazz, and him not knowing I'd want to be an owner in the NBA at all. When the opportunity came up for Utah, he had his ownership group, and all of it was tight. He reached out. Asked if I'd be interested in joining. We talked about it for a while. Like I said, at the end of the day, it made the most sense to me. This is a family and a business decision for him. From a standpoint of a person watching this game, every time they showed him on the screen, all you could do is go, oh, my goodness, it's so good to have that guy on your side, right?
Yeah.
And it gives so much credibility. I saw tweets after tweet after tweet, some people ridiculing, why would Dwayne Wade want to go to that white state, Utah, and all those racist fans? And it's not a good look when we have the things happen like we did a couple of weeks ago. But Ryan Smith is the opposite of get this guy courtside with his family. Get this guy's family courtside seats. And so it means more. And having Dwayne Wade will be maybe a bigger move in the offseason, so to speak, than we've seen any other moves that are made, you know, aside from signing a guy like Donovan or Rudy. This is a huge deal for our community to have a guy like Dwayne Wade on the team.
Oh, there's no question about it. But if you want to, like – make changes and really understand people, you just have to go and listen to them. You know, it's not like I'm going to go force myself on you. I'm going to go listen to what you have to say And I think that's what Dwayne Wade is doing. He's saying, you know, I'm here. I'm fully immersing myself in this situation. And I don't think this is going to be anything but phenomenal for everyone. And that's when things are really good. The fans are going to benefit, the state of Utah, the Utah Jazz, and Dwayne Wade. So good for him and good for everyone involved. Smart move.
Let's take the break here. When we come back, we've got our NFL Roundup. Got the NFL Roundup, then we have our two-minute drill coming up. You don't want to miss any of it. Stay right here. It's KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.